So what is CSync? It's a tool that is written by Leonard a few years ago. One way to think about it is essentially a mix between Git and rsync. It's content addressable, so it allows you to chunk your data, and you can use it for updating devices either on block or file system level. So a couple of small bits about CSync. Small file, small code base, uses Libcurl for downloads. As you can see, nothing too particularly distinguishing here. The last point is perhaps the one I want to emphasize. It has a fairly limited development and maintainership these days. Quickly at the alternative, desync. I'm not sure why they came up with this particular name. Is even smaller in terms of call size, but being a Golang binary is fairly large. So if a size is something that you're worried about, this might be a thing to consider. It is aimed as a drop-in replacement of CSync. Sadly, not all the command line options and switches are actually on par yet. Additionally, it has a slightly varying different set, both in terms of the compression of the chunks, also, as I said, in terms of commands used, et cetera, et cetera. At the same time, the maintainer is fairly active, and overall, the tool is much faster. I'll mention about that a little bit later. So looking at CSync, these are a few bits that we noticed when using CSync. As you can see throughout the code base and the blog article introducing it, it served, at least initially, as a bit more of a demo, as a high-level overview of what the tool is about. It's fairly linear blocking, both in terms of chunk downloads, also in terms of actual writes to the device, which happens fairly sequential. This is one of the works did by a colleague of mine, as you can see, quite a few years ago, and sadly still hasn't been merged. One of the things, as I said, I wanted to emphasize on. So, talk aside, maintainers or maintainers? Silly meme. And next, numbers. Why maybe you should care, or maybe you don't. These are numbers between my laptop and my Steam Deck that was meaning to give you a live demo, but considering the shortage of time, I couldn't. The server itself is fairly dummy server written in Python, and it's a direct link between the two. You can see that even slightly increasing the latency, you get fairly horrendous results by using CSync. At the moment, yeah, that's it for me.
Thank you.